This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
I'm heading off now to buy dog food for a fox.
I thought you genuinely thought you were going to go, I'm heading off now to Lanzarote. And I was like, no, that's me. Yeah.
Please don't do that.
So explain this. What's going on?
So I gave you kind of a brief overview.
Yeah, you'll hear it actually again at the very start of the show.
In a few minutes.
No, but I'm more curious as to why you're taking this on yourself.
Because I don't want them to starve in my garden.
And also the wildlife people told her to buy dog food with foxes.
Did they?
There's foxes in Emma's garden. You'll hear about it in a few minutes.
Yeah, and there's always foxes arsing around my estate. Like, I live out by the mountains. And like, as my mom said, my mom's very like this. And she's right. When we were on holidays last week and my little niece Florence was like, why is the seagulls robbing her bread? My mom's like, because the humans take all their fish from the sea. And I was like, that's a good point.
Is that true?
Well,
I guess they'd just be flying around the sea if there was
if there was enough food for them in the sea, they wouldn't be coming in here.
Bucks.
I'd say it's a lot easier for them to go around town than it is to dive.
Back in the day, they weren't in town though, really. They were out by the sea. You'd find seagulls at the sea, not in your back garden.
I'm finding seagulls in my estate recently.
I know.
At nighttime.
Oh, no.
Are they moving out of town?
Speaking of the fox cubs that arrived in my garden yesterday and their mother was gone. So, again, you'll hear more details soon. But I was concerned that they hadn't eaten. So I was like throwing out little slices of ham at the window.
Do you know foxes like ham?
I don't know, Dave. I just kind of took a shot at it, you know.
They're gonna have a real high standard of food when they grow up.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, "Where's my fucking Brady?"
This is like Auntie Emma's
Brady slice. Yeah.
When we go to Auntie Emma's, she gives us ham.
What about this rat?
But when the cubs were like lying out there, and they were too shy to like take. I couldn't throw as far as them, and even at that, when you threw something, they'd run off and then they'd kind of sneak back a bit. Very shy, and I don't know what kind of beaks they have, but down a seagull found the ham. A big monster of a dog-looking seagull in my garden who took their ham, yeah.
Bastards. They're such dicks.
Yeah, they are. They've got a real attitude, those seagulls, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, who do you think you are? At least the pigeon's a bit more humble-looking.
They're so whiny.
They're dangerous.
With the foxes, can they get out?
No, you see, this is the problem.
She brought them in, but they can't get out with themselves.
We reckon now that they have a den that they were born behind our shed. Because they're coming in around the shed. I reckon she probably gave birth to them there. They've been quiet.
They might only be fucking days old then.
I don't know. Like, I'd imagine, you know when you see a puppy for the first few days and it's literally the size of your palm. It's like,
They're
not like that. Like, okay. They can wander and they look like
they can walk.
If they were healthier, they'd probably be at a really playful stage.
If they were healthy, right?
They look awful. They're like covered in mange.
If they look well, I've never heard of mange.
I've heard of mangy. But I've never heard of mange singular.
Is it like a thing? Is it like?
It's a skin condition. Obviously, it's like bugs have gotten into their skin.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, they're
that's
in
awful.
Pain, like. Yeah.
But
they
here's
need
my
serious
question.
Treatment. But apparently, sorry, really quick one. So we were on to Kildare Wildlife Sanctuary that covers all of Leinster. So they're due to come today. We're waiting for them to come.
Okay.
And in the meantime, they were like, get dog food for them to keep them going. Because I'm conscious like that they are within the four walls of my backyard and their mother hasn't come back and they haven't eaten. So we're trying to keep them fed until they get there. And they said that they can treat mange on the spot.
Oh.
So they can come to the garden, treat the mange and then leave them off. It's just if their mother doesn't come back, they're not going to survive.
Yeah.
They can't live in my garden. Like,
tell me this. If they were healthy, could you go and play with them?
I wouldn't with a wild animal.
Would you not know?
Just in case they have something.
They could have disease. But yeah, if you're saying if they'd no disease, could you play with them? Like, Fox and the Hound vibes.
Yeah, but I suppose you wouldn't know if they had a disease.
The saddest movie ever.
Such a sad.
Sorry, that's the cutest fox.
And Florence, my niece, and I watched that for the first time about 2 months ago. God, she loved it.
I watched it on a plane recently. It was just so sad.
Why did you do that yourself?
Y'all are sitting on Fantastic Mister.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit scary, though, the way they depicted him.
Was it?
In the newer movie. Wasn't
it? The only fox I know.
Made of like maul or something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's sad to see animals sick. And that's what's going on literally on my doorstep.
That's the final word. Yeah. It's sad to see animals sick.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think I agree.
You know what? I've come around to your type of thinking.
Dave, enjoy your holiday.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Let's go. Dave and Ashling.
Well, happy Friday. We have made it. We've done it. Woohoo.
I'm proud of all of us. We did it, Joe. We did it, Joe. Oh my God, I'm so buzzing. It's Friday.
What a weekend in store. The weather.
Why? Really?
The weather is unreal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like 20s all weekend.
I have the FOMO now to just hear there on the news. kicking off in Wicklow today, Beyond the Pale.
I was talking to someone who's going to that. That sounds like it'd be a bit of crack.
To the people waking up this morning who don't have work on and his only priority is to do a little run.
Pack up a bag.
Oh,
that is the dream.
Good for you.
What would you be bringing to Beyond the Pale? It's not
Same camping stuff, is it?
It is a camping.
Yeah, just the usual. But it's in Wicklow, isn't it? The Wicklow Mountains.
Very handy for people going down from Dublin.
It is, but also so beautiful.
Stunning.
And they're going to get great weather as well.
Quick one. I am a fox mother now? Question mark.
Okay, how does that happen?
So we've had a very dramatic 24 hours in my house. Basically, I live in Rathfarnham. And there's a huge fox presence in Rathfarnham.
Yeah.
Because they keep cutting down their home up the mountains. It's lousy. Do you know what I mean?
Like, they should come down there from the Dublin Mountains.
Well, I believe so. They shouldn't be, like, down there. But if there was deforestation up there, and then what do they do?
Like, so they come to your house?
You
heard it here first, foxes. If you need a place to stay, go
to
Emma Nolan's.
Fox mother.
We'd always see them wandering around the estate, and you know, you might see them hopping over the back wall the odd day.
Okay.
But what was very different about yesterday was four cubs and the mother were in the garden from about 8 o'clock yesterday morning. So my housemate was working from home and he messaged in being like, guys, there's a whole family of foxes here. We were like, weird. So I'll probably move on in a few minutes. No, I get home at whatever time that was, lunchtime-ish. The babies are still there, but the mam has darted.
Mam
darted to go hunting, obviously, in the morning.
Yeah.
One cub went with them and three remained in the garden.
Oh, God.
Now, it got to about 3 o'clock and I was like, how long have they been here for, Brian? He was like, about 8 a.m.
Stop. And I was like, just three cubs in.
Three cubs cuddled up together like babies in the back of the garden. I was like, they haven't eaten, they haven't drank anything. Like, that's kind of dodge. Anyway, so we contacted like one of the welfare services for wild animals.
Sorry, this mother is being really, you know, she's just
abandoning the kids. Yeah. So anyway, I rang my dad on holidays in Spain. I was like, do you know anything about foxes? And he was like, just give them something, warm up a bit of milk and get a bit of mushy bread in a bowl of some sort and leave it out for them. That's gone. And we were obviously on to the Leinster wildlife rescue people. It's all voluntary. So we're still waiting for someone to come and take them.
Because
their mother now, it's been nearly for 24 hours, no sign of mama.
Damn
it. She's looking for a bit of growth.
Yeah. Or maybe she forgot which bloody house she left them in.
Oh no.
I'm like, which garden is it in? So it's just very stressful.
Fox's Glacier Mint. Or Fox's Biscuits.
Fox's Biscuits.
Fox's Biscuits.
Anyway, I'll keep you updated, but hopefully they'll get sorted. They kind of seem to be suffering with a bit of mange. They need a bit of treatment. Yeah, God, they're only about 6 weeks old. Like,
my God.
This is your estimation as a fox mother.
I would say they're about 6 weeks. Yeah, they're at that kind of playful stage, not totally vulnerable.
Oh.
But they're too small to hop a wall or get
over
out of there.
And see them.
You can, but they're mangy, so stay back.
Okay.
You know?
I'm buzzing for you. You've got three new pets.
They need to go back to their home and find their mother. Okay, kicking off with Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, and I had some help on Spin.
Let's go! Spin's fully charged with now.
He doesn't only have my favourite song out at the moment, he's also now my favourite person to follow on Instagram.
Really? Why?
Really fun. He's just very engaging, like, good crack. Doesn't have notions about himself yet.
Okay.
I would never think about looking up Miles Smith on Instagram.
Oh, I had to. I love the song. Want to see what he's all about.
Emma does that. She loves to look up a new artist.
I love a bit of context.
Right,
you know?
Okay.
What's your story? Where are you from? What's going on? Miles Smith and Stargazing on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. We've all been there. And it's actually funny, when I was on my holidays in Spain last week, I was telling you my granddad's been living there for like 50 years, and I saw this family photo that was taken when I was about 11, I'd say. And it was just so awkward looking at it, because there was like my cousins and aunts and uncles and stuff. And just the smile was just so cheesy from all age groups, you know. But there's a story doing around today, because there's a guy online who's been telling us to like drop the word cheese when you're trying to get a nice photo of someone.
I'm all for this.
Oh.
I'm sick of say cheese. Shut up.
How often is that said to you?
Every group photo.
Do they?
Yes.
Are we at primary school?
Everyone says say cheese. Especially if my family are taking any photo, it's say cheese.
I really feel like say cheese isn't as big a problem as it used to be.
And I don't think it really affects me to the point where I'd be upset about it, but here we are.
Stupid, like. It's just stupid.
It's just a stupid
like,
word.
People don't say cheese like cheese. They say cheese like cheese.
Yeah, and it doesn't make me smile when
exactly.
I say cheese. I'm going to have some cheese later. I'm not smiling.
Okay, so what's he suggesting then?
So he's suggesting to mix it up a bit, and instead, you would think it would be a much more exciting word than cheese, but it is in fact instead the word...
Freeze.
Yeah.
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 So he says...
Oh, that works better.
Exactly. If you draw out the word yeah, so everyone say yeah.
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 See, everyone's smiling and you all look beautiful.
You're looking like Mickey Mouse with your mouth like half open.
Yeah, but that's kind of the thing, isn't it?
You know, everyone in the car listening right now is going, yeah.
Yeah, but what I'd actually be very curious...
You look silly.
But I'd be very curious about it. If you're not driving a car, maybe you're a passenger, or if it's safe to do so, will you send us a selfie of you doing the yeah with a smile? Because I want to see
like,
if
I
this
feel like
is
you could do
legitimate.
It though with a friend though. You could be like, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, but
come
you
on.
You have to like, play along.
If you're not yeah. playing along, it's game over. This guy, his name is RJ, and he was showing off pictures on TikTok with kind of like the green screen of when he used to say cheese versus when he says yeah, and okay. it all looks a lot more natural. But I was looking up some other tips to get more natural looking photos, and one of them say that use words that end with the "uh" sound, like yoga.
Yoga.
What's okay. that smile like?
Yoga. Oh, it's a bit much, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's a bit too much.
I'm not sure. It's a bit creepy. What about mocha?
Because also they could catch you with a yo.
Yeah.
And then you know, really
yo.
Weird.
Yo. Yo. Little O in your mouth. I was thinking some other words though that we could use that just naturally will make you laugh, like lollygag. That's fun. It's a legitimate word I looked up.
Lollygag.
Lollygag's a legitimate word. Don't ask me what it means.
I've heard lollygag before.
I've
I
never
also
heard that.
Saw it on a sheet on the printer. I was just like, the top of the word was lollygag. And I was like, what the hell are 90 out of I'm doing?
No, no. That was me. That was me. Gobbledygook.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
gobbledygook's
a good one.
And finally, a bum fuzzle. It's not actually rude. It's a legitimate word.
Can we do the yeah thing now and put the pictures on our Instagram story so that people can see our lovely yeah faces?
Well, do you have your selfie camera there?
Oh, we'll do it after. We'll do it.
Oh, right. Sorry.
And then,
we can
people can check our yes and then send us in your yes.
Some other very, very quick tips that I'm sure we've all heard before. One, try having your client laugh. The fake laugh, that's my life. Everyone laugh.
Oh, I hate that.
No, I love it. You always get a great photo. A genuine smile, they say, often comes from a genuine moment of joy. So think of a funny or happy memory and then the smile will come out to your eyes as well, they say.
Right, okay.
And then you've all heard of the other one as well, which is lift your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Gets rid of any double chin vibes.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me.
It
I've tried
for
that
me
for
either.
So long.
Put your tongue, Ash, at the top of your mouth and smile. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't work. Yeah, it's not great. It's not great.
Very visual
selfies
thing as well.
Selfies with, yeah, big smiles. 0-7-7-11-103-8.
I prefer that over the laugh, the fake laugh. Can't do that.
Me too.
Fake laugh all day long. Here's Artmas on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Rema and Selena Gomez and Calm Down on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Today is the day.
Woo!
Guaranteed after 3 o'clock today, somebody...
Me?
Maybe you.
Me?
Not you, Dave, or not you, Aisling, but you listening could be €200,000 richer. We've been telling you about this. Spin's summer cash machine has gone off the charts. I'm going to give you those full details on how you can enter really shortly.
I really got the summer vibes yesterday in town, I have to say.
It was great,
oh
wasn't it?
My God. Just the weather. It was so warm
yes.
last night.
Mm.
Oh my God. Town was absolutely hopping. Bella was just saying in the news there, it's festival season's well and truly underway.
Yep.
Beyond the Pales on this weekend.
C-Sessions.
Yeah. Is C-Sessions this weekend?
It is. Yeah.
Oh God, this is a good weekend.
It really is. But there's only one festival that has been in my calendar since last year, and it is. The Stony Batter Festival.
Oh, dear
yeah.
God.
And it kicks off today. And let me tell you, if you have no plans this weekend, you better get yourself down to Stony Batter for a weekend of incredible entertainment.
Welcome just back to Dublin City FM.
I was just thinking, this is not hashtag spun. This is just genuine passion, I believe.
Zero spun. And like, there's zero spun needed because the Stony Batter Festival is completely free.
Right.
Okay. So that's the great thing about it. And you just pop in. I stumbled upon it last year on the Sunday and I couldn't believe mine own eyes because it was absolutely hopping. It was a gorgeous day as well last year. They have the whole street, like if you know Stony Batter, it's like a big main street. Yeah. They have the whole street closed off.
Oh, deadly.
They have this like banquet table. It's like a giant table that goes all the way up the street. Big long table. All the bars and restaurants are doing like takeaway food and drink and you just bring it to the table, sit communally. Further up, there's a big stage. There's like market stalls. There's performances. Every pub and restaurant has got something on. It's hot.
What's the pub inside? Is it the Glimmer one?
There's loads of them, yeah. The Glamour Man, Walsh's,
oh, yeah.
Pines.
I was
Cavanaugh's.
In Stony Batter yesterday. I saw nothing about this.
It's only starting today.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, starting off this evening. And will you believe, you won't believe who's opening the festival tonight.
Is it you?
I wish someday maybe. It's Pauline McGlynn, Mrs. Bloody Doyle.
No!
No way!
So if ever there was a time to say go on to Stone Manor this weekend, it's now. I've kind of done a little route for myself. These are all the different events on offer at the weekend that I hope to hit.
Okay.
All of these are free, okay? I'm going to try and hit every single one of them.
This sounds unreal.
And knowing Ashling, she will.
Make
this her all plan right. for the whole weekend, yeah.
I want to learn Irish Sign Language and see a musical performance done in Irish Sign Language.
Okay.
Then I want to head to the Rong Dousa Shanos. That's the Shanos dancing class. Uh-huh. And then going to play a five-a-side tournament. Then in the evening, I'll go to the campfire and sing song with the local scout group.
Class.
Great bunch of lads and girls. I'm going to joust in medieval armour. You can do that at the Stony Batter Festival.
That sounds fun.
Then I'll attend some Americana-style folk whistling.
Oh, sorry?
Whistling.
Oh.
The Women's Shed are having an open day. Going to hit that up.
I didn't know we had women's sheds. It was just the men's sheds.
I know. Isn't that great? Then I'm going to get a portrait of my pet. This free pet portrait.
You don't have a pet.
Oh, I'll find
Mr.
one.
Plops.
I'll head to the Stony Batter Bulls tournament after that. And
Bowls,
then
yep.
I'm going to hit up the organic gardening class. At some stage, I'll be on the main stage at a Pickle Palooza. That's competitive pickle eating.
Is this a real thing?
This is all happening in
a
Stony Batter this weekend. Pickle Palooza.
Sorry, like get me there.
It sounds like something about Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, then I'll be heading to Wolfstock,
okay.
Where there's prizes for the best pets of the weekend. There's a Brazilian barbecue happening. Hope they have some veggie options.
Unreal.
A blind crisp tasting competition. And last but not least, the one I'm most excited for, a tour of the criminal courts of justice, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, wow.
You know that big
fancy
building,
one?
Yeah.
The Phoenix Park.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Haven't you always wanted to go in there, but not as a criminal?
I've been in there, you know.
Have you?
Yeah. As a criminal, though.
Not as a criminal, no. When I did work experience with RTE, I was in there.
Lads.
And it's a scary place. It's like when you go in, it's almost like you're going through an airport. You have to scan all your bags,
wow.
Going
right.
Through a little thing as well. God, lads, get me to... C-sessions, who?
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 Oh, it's got to be lit.
That honestly sounds brilliant. The crisp tasting competition.
Yes,
blind
crisp tasting.
Pickle eating on the main stage is where I want to be.
Main stage.
Here's Vandal on the track with Jem Payne. It's called Pretty Girls Walk on Spin. All the pretty girls walk like this, 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 this. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashling. Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Like this.
Like this.
Vandal on the track, Jem Payne and Pretty Girls Walk. Go on, Jen.
God, I love that tune. Playing
you
Longitude
can
as well.
Catch Jen, of course, yeah, playing the Spin House Party stage at Longitude. It started to happen. I knew it would be a matter of time. The Spin Instagram DM's already lit with, can I have Longitude tickets?
Oh, yeah.
It started,
please.
You know what started
please.
Last night? My personal account.
No way.
No.
I checked my messages request last night. Not one, but two. Messages.
What?
Emma, please. I was like, darling, go listen to Michaela Hayes. She's the only way you're going to be able to win your tickets.
Somebody asked me if I did.
No one asked me.
But could you help?
They know we don't have access.
Well, neither do I. Michaela Hayes is your girl. She's live on Spin from 10 o'clock each morning, giving you your chance to win your tickets to Longitude.
Spin! Go! Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game that brings me so much joy. I love it. Look at the smile on my face. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I have written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'll ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin. You'll hear three beeps. On the third beep, you answer. You're trying to say something completely different than what I have written down. So if you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, you are out. Everyone you get right, you will get an IMC Cinema Pass. There is 5 up for grabs. You can choose when you want to stop playing or you want to keep going, up to 5 IMC Cinema Passes. If you say something that's not in the category, you are also out. Do you want to play? Message us the word game right now. You could win 5 IMC Cinema Passes going into the weekend. 087 711 1038. Emma and Ashling, both of you, I feel like I've never failed to knock one of yous out.
It is
a tough game.
Yeah, we've never both won.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. And I don't think anyone who's ever come on to play has ever not won the full 5.
So that's a very bad reflection of someone. Someone did last time
we played
did
this.
Did they lose out?
Because I said, name a landmark, a famous landmark, and they said the Eiffel Tower, and I had the Eiffel Tower written down. And that was only the second question. So they only got 0 IMC.
Okay, so it is, there's a lot
So without further ado, if you would like an example of this game, Emma and Aisling are going to play. And if you'd like to play, just message us the word game right now on WhatsApp 087 711 103. Come on and win some IMC Cinema passes. Emma and Aisling, are you ready to
yes,
play?
Yes, born ready.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. Name an artist that we play on Spin.
Rudimental.
Mark Amber.
Oh, very good, very good. I have Benson Boone written down.
Very good.
We move on to question two. Name a drink.
Sorry. Orange juice.
Tea.
I have Seven Up written down. You are doing very, very well. Question number three. Name a Shakespeare play.
Hamlet.
Romeo and Juliet.
And I have said Merchant of Venice.
Oh, yes! Oh, you went a bit rogue there.
I did. Question number... It's the only one I know.
I did Merchant of Venice for my junior
school. Yes, so did I.
Yeah.
Question number four. Emma and Aisling, I'd like you to name a mountain.
Mount Errigal in Donegal.
The Cumbres in Waterford.
I have Kilimanjaro.
Oh,
and here we go.
I should have said the Sugarloaf. Is that
question number five. For the first time that Emma and Aisling could both potentially
Let's
win.
Let's go. My nerves are shook.
North, south, east or west?
West.
North.
Aisling, congratulations.
Yes!
Emma, commiserations. I have North written down.
You get nothing. You lose.
Damn
Good
it.
Day, sir.
Damn it, damn it, damn it. Okay,
and that's
I gotcha.
How it goes.
I gotcha. It's as simple as that. Do you want to play game in a WhatsApp? 087 711 1038. Come on and take five IMC Cinema passes away from us.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
I love the way we didn't even plan that, and that just happened
just works,
one day.
Doesn't it?
The clapping.
It's just fun.
Yeah, you gotta do the double clap.
Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'll ask you something. You make sure that your answer is completely different to what I have written down. It's complete luck. And you could win up to five IMC Cinema passes.
I said there's a little bit of method as well. You're like, what would Dave not think of?
Yeah, you probably have to know me a little bit, I suppose, to see what would he write down.
And also, like, if you can think of the most
bizarre
answer,
yes.
That's kind of going to bode well.
Sure, sometimes
well.
I do go obscure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just to mm-hmm. catch someone out.
On to give it a go this morning is Aoife. Got the Friday feelings. Any plans for the weekend?
Nothing major, no. Maybe a bit of shopping or something, but that's about it.
Nice.
Okay, very nice. Aoife, yeah. Welcome to a game called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. I presume you heard it yeah. earlier on. Are you enjoying the game? Isn't it wonderful?
I love it. And my son, Noah, he asked me to text in every single day. We listen to Spin and something else on, and he's like, you text me.
That's cute. Well, thank you to Noah and thank you Aoife for texting. Welcome to the game called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's where if you say the same thing that I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. However, if you do say something completely different, you will win up to five IMC Cinema passes. You get an IMC Cinema pass every single time you get one right.
What I really want to see is the follow up to
Inside Out.
Oh, I really want to go see that.
I'd say Noah will be up for that.
That's true.
You know, Dave, if Aoife loses here, you're going to crush a poor child's dreams.
Okie dokie. Thank you for
that's
that.
That's on you.
So, Aoife, you're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. If I say, for example, name a town in North County Dublin, you'll hear three beeps. Answer on the third beep. But if you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, you are out and you get nothing.
Try say something real quirky, Aoife.
If you say something that's not in the category, you are out. So, here we go. A brand new round of Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down kicks off. Question one, name a county in Ireland.
Galway.
And I have written down Donegal.
Ooh. Very nice.
I love the way when you say the answer, Emma and Aisling both look at me and they're like, has he written that down?
All right.
Let's go for question two, Aoife. Name a shop on Grafton Street.
Boots.
Boots, and I've written down Brown Thomas.
Oh.
Well done. Do you want to play on, Aoife, and risk your passes or go home with the two?
I'll play on.
Okay, good shout. Let's go. Name a colour in the rainbow.
Green.
I have written down green.
Oh. You get nothing. You lose. day, sir.
Oh, I'm so sorry to That's Eva. So I'm so sorry to Noah. This is a bad day.
That
this
is a bad day. Unfortunate.
Oh, Eva, I'm so sorry. But did you have fun?
I did indeed.
So glad.
She said no.
Yeah, I hated it. Eva, thank you so much for playing. Have a great weekend.
No bother. You too. Thank you.
Bye. Bye bye bye. Disappointing.
Well, you'll have to come up with it next week because I'll be off.
Oh my God. Pressure. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. My favourite game at the moment on this show. Rudimental now, it's Spin.
Don't mind if you cry on my shoulders.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Rudimental, Charlotte Plank and Dancing is Healing on Spin, the station that wants to pay out €200,000 today and will be doing that on Spin's Summer Cash Machine. It's an exciting day.
It is. I had a very embarrassing moment the other night that I'm going to tell you about. I was at a pinball tournament. My boyfriend hosts
that
them.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah, that's the first part. And I've said it before in the show that there's kind of like a gang of real pinball diehards that go, and we call them the Bearded Men.
Yes.
And they're kind of like, they're just like, they're gamer guys. They're like, they're kind of into like rock music and stuff. And this tournament was on in Fibber McGee's, which is like a real rock bar. I don't know if you've been to it.
Is that on Parnell Street?
Yeah. And it's real kind of grungy in there. And not the type of place where you would expect, say, pride bunting or rainbow banners, okay? And we were standing in the bar and I looked up and there was this rainbow, like strip of rainbow on the wall.
Mm.
And I go to one of the bearded men. I said, God, I didn't expect Fibbers now to put up a bit of signage for Pride. Isn't that great? And he looked up and he goes, Aisling, that's the album cover for Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. Do you know the one I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the prism. And then the rainbow light comes through.
You're such a girl.
Oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
Well, whether they mean to or not, they're supporting Pride. So go on,
exactly,
Fibber McGee's and Pink Floyd.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
Is that Pink Floyd song, Don't Waste Your Time on Me?
No.
No, different song.
Well, they're very old.
I Miss You, Miss You. No, that's not it.
That's Blink-182.
Great, brilliant. 5 to 8.
A real rocker is our Emma.
God. Bella, what's going on?
Old Cabra Road in...
Wake up, you baby. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Good morning to you. 3 minutes after eight this Friday morning.
Good morning. What's going on? I feel like I'm finally able to brag about this. I'm finally able to walk down the street with a little bit of pep in my step. The reason being, I got scared by a bush yesterday.
And we're bragging why?
Because it was one of those moments where I was like, yes, finally it happened to me. I don't know if you've seen these videos where this guy dresses up as a bush and stands at a random place in the street, and just as you're walking by, he'll just jump out at you and you'll freak.
Didn't it happen to loads of politicians or something I saw online and they were all laughing? Yeah,
I think it happened
I've seen
to guards
the lad around
like
town recently.
It's brilliant. It is very, very
good. It was the guards.
So in front of me, I was walking down towards, like, I was walking towards Fade Street. And so I came off South King Street. I was kind of walking by the Spar.
Mm.
Just kind of around where Bambino's is. And I was walking by the Spar. And then the people in front of me got it. And so it was, but I was like right behind them.
So I got second hand.
I was like, you know. And then I was like, in that moment, you know, crap, I can't react badly because I know there's cameras around, so you can't be like, ah, damn it.
Yeah, you have to be like,
hey, well done. And then I was looking around for the cameras and there was no camera. There was no guy with a camera or anything like that. And I was like, is he just doing this for the crack?
He's just getting his kicks.
Is he just practicing?
Is he looking for a tip?
I don't know. I'm not giving him a tip. Here's a tip. Don't do that.
What kind of a bush did he look like?
Just like a giant
random
leafy
green bush.
He's very green, isn't
he's
he?
He's very green. But it does look like a shop just put out
a
tree. It's very
cool. Were you on your own when this happened?
I was on my own,
That's worse as
it
well.
It was terrifying, to be honest.
If you had someone with you where you can be like...
Yeah.
But when you're on your own, you just have to then skulk off.
But instantly you look for the camera and I couldn't see the camera. There was no one around. So
see, my problem is as well, if I get a fart like that, I'll cuss like... Do you know?
Yeah,
it'll
you'll cuss.
Like, oh, that's very American.
It was the most American thing I've ever heard in my life.
Sorry, guys. I was in New York for 5 days. I said cuss now.
Oh, you know, frick.
But you know, you'll just instantly be like, oh. You know,
yeah. You'd curse, Emma.
All right, yeah.
But anyway, I finally walked away. I was kind of a little bit excited. It was like, finally it happened to me. I'm kind of happy with that.
I wanted this to happen to me. Does this lad just move around?
Just walk around with your head in the sky and don't look left or right. Then eventually it'll happen to you.
You'll just get scared, yeah, by something.
Yeah, just don't be aware of your surroundings.
Okay. Brilliant. Good
great advice.
Great
for women
advice for
in
women.
The streets. Yeah. I want to tell you about a story from my flight home from Sicily. It's about 2 weeks ago now when I came back. And I was away with my boyfriend, Alex. And we kind of treated ourselves to paying for seats so that we could sit beside each other.
Did you?
Yeah, we
did. Gosh, someone's doing very well for themselves.
No, well, it's kind of boring. But basically, we booked them separately because we wanted to book one bag. And anyway, so one of us got a free seat, so the other paid, so we could sit beside
each other. Very
clever. Yada, 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 yada. So we picked the classic, a window seat in the middle, so A and B.
Okay.
And when we got to our seats to fly home, it was very late. I think the flight was at about nearly 9 p.m. We were wrecked.
Yeah.
An older woman was sitting in seat A by the window.
Oh.
And then a man who was with her was in seat C in the aisle.
Okay.
And they were like, we're both Italian,
yeah,
spoke no English. So we came along, we kind of like looking around. Obviously, everybody's getting on the plane behind us, so it's a bit of a rushed job. And I said, oh, sorry, we have A and B. And then we're like, A and B. And then they're like, no, 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 no,
no.
And all they say is, no, 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 no. And she's like pointing at the window, and she's like in her 70s or whatever. So I'm like, oh, damn, I can't really like roar at her here, which I wouldn't do to anybody, obviously, but still.
Who would you be roaring at?
That'd be your first port to call.
If they were,
better roar at her.
Better now, roar.
If she was 62, I'd be roaring.
Wait, but no. I was like, I can't go too intense on this. But the man was a bit younger, not beside her, but like on the aisle. And he was like, no, 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 no. And he showed me his seats, and they were C and D, so the two aisles.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we're A and B and you're C and D. He's like, no, 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 no. Just starts like pointing
God's
at
sake.
His seat. She's like, C, pointing at the window. I'm like,
I'd be so infuriated. So
I'm like pointing at the top where it goes like A, B, C to show like window, middle, aisle. And then I was like, to the left, D, like yeah. D, you're there, D. And he's like, no, 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 no. And they just
it's so annoying.
They literally will not move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when you actually, in today's world, make the effort to pay that money for the seat, it's just extra infuriating.
Yeah, I forgot you paid for the seat.
I paid for the seat, yeah.
Oh,
and I really never do that. And it was like a 3.5 hour flight. I was like, I want to sit.
I want to find
my boyfriend. And also, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why aren't you at least sitting beside her?
Yeah.
They've left us basically with a B and a D. We're going to be separate.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the situation I'm in on this flight.
You have to sit in the middle between them.
In the middle between them, right? So now there's like people getting on behind. They're like trying to get up the plane. And other people are kind of looking at me, kind of being like, geez, what are you going to do in this situation?
Yeah.
So I have a couple of options. Either I really barrel down and be like, no, these are my seats. I go to the cabin crew and ask them to sort it out, or I just suck it up. And I just want to put it out there, knowing what you know about me on this show, if you've listened for a while or whatever, what do you think I did in this situation?
Oh,
I would love to know before I reveal what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think I did in this situation? Do you think I was like a Karen about it? Do you think I backed down? Do you think I called in the troops? 0877 11 1038. What did Aisling do next?
All I'm thinking of is do the roar.
I've just told you a story about my flight home from Sicily about 2 weeks ago. And just in case you missed it, I'll give you a quick recap. So I was flying home, was with my boyfriend Alex, and we had booked our seats so that we could sit beside each other because it was like 3.5 hour flight. We booked A and B, so the window seat and the middle seat. We got to our seats, you know, there's like a crowd of people behind us waiting to get on the plane as well. And there are two people sitting in row C, in seat C in the aisle, and a kind of woman in her 70s sitting in A, the window seat. They're right. Both Italian. They speak absolutely no English.
Or so you think.
Yeah. Or it's a very good charade. And I'm trying to explain to them, showing them my tickets that we have A and B, and they just keep saying, no, 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 no. I'm pointing at the seat that they're sitting in and at themselves. She's pointing at the window, C. And she's kind of like, with her eyes kind of begging me, like,
she's saying yes, 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 or she's saying C.
No, I think C, like, as in yes. I don't really know. It's just a load of words. A lot of it is Italian as well. But the man in particular who's sitting in seat C is, like, not moving. So now I'm like, okay, there's now just one seat, B, in between the two of you is free. And now D, the other aisle seat, which was also supposed to be their seat. So I have an option here. I'm like, do I just back down, sit in between the two of them?
Yeah.
And then Alex sits on the other aisle seat. Do I call in the cabin crew and kind of get this situation sorted? Or do I fight to the death
and stand
these
up for
older
yourself.
People who have no English
to the death
and stand up for myself. So before I reveal what I actually did, I asked you, what do you think I did? Knowing me, if you do, from the show or whatever, what do you think I did in the situation?
Well, Marcin is standing by. What do you think Ash did here, Marcin?
I'm afraid you backed up.
Oh.
Back away from it.
But why do you think
I would
that?
Just, I would ask the crew for help.
Okay, so and you said you're afraid. So like, would you be kind of ashamed in me if you thought I backed down?
No. It's your call, but like, I just, that's what I think.
Okay, you'd be moving the 70-year-old.
I think there is no wrong way. There is no wrong way in this situation.
Yes.
But
okay.
You're paying for it, so you should ask.
But you would have called in the troops, Marcin, would you?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I wish I had this feedback before the event.
Thank you, Marcin.
Yeah, no worries.
See you later, man. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, interesting take.
Yes.
Eve, what do you think Ash did?
So my daughter Darcy, she sent the voice note in. So what do you think she did, Darcy?
You yelled at them and called the troops.
Called the troops.
Called
okay.
The troops,
you think
yeah.
I yelled at them and called in the troops?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. You think Aisling, yourself, Niamh, and your daughter think Aisling's very brave? Then, yeah.
Well, to be honest, I think that she wanted to call in the troops, but then she maybe backed down when she had to at the end. But Darcy wants to think that she called the troops in.
Okay. So we've got
Darcy thinks highly of
two
it.
Opposing sides.
And what would you do in this situation then? What would you do if someone was sitting in your seat?
If that was me, I would personally probably sit there anyway, but I know my partner would be completely different and he'd absolutely lose the head.
We're all different.
Thanks, Niamh.
That's it.
Cheers, Darcy. Bye-bye.
No worries.
See you,
Niamh.
See you, Darcy. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, what do you guys think I would have done? Because you know me personally.
I do know you personally, and I know you as a person who stands up for what is right in the world.
Likes a bit of justice, Arash.
Likes a bit of justice. Mm. However, I think she likes it for other people, not for herself.
Oh, that's so sad.
Aww.
I don't think you'd stand up
I'm so selfless.
For yourself.
Oh
and, my God. And like, to be honest, it's probably a good thing about you because I'm too hot-headed and I just go mad.
So do you think I backed down?
I think you probably backed down.
Okay. And sat between them?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I'd say the boyfriend probably sat middle or wherever across the aisle.
If I'm non-confrontational, Alex is even more so.
Yeah, non-confrontational.
Oh, he's like, oh, we'll just get another plane.
Yeah.
What do you think, Em?
I think that you would have went up to the owl cabin crew when you're in the air, as in just sucked it up for that, and then on the way to the bathroom said, come here now, Miss Aoife, who's the cabin crew. I'm after getting screwed here.
Okay.
And I think then she would have dealt with it. The problem is, though, you'd be sitting beside one of them no matter what happens, so it's a bit awkward.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that you did sort it, but maybe not immediately, because, you know, it's your money and all the rest.
Yeah.
Fiona was on as well, and she is very passionate about this whole thing.
Dear.
I think you 100% got them flung out of them seats. And I hope I'm right, because I'm listening a long, long time. But I hope you did, because if it was me, I would have wrestled him out.
See, that's me. That's me.
I will say the woman would have been an easy wrestle. She was quite frail. But the man was beefy man.
Were you eyeing them up for that? Could I take her?
I did have to weigh it up in my head. Okay, I feel like I'm going to let some people down when
including
I reveal.
Fiona, I hope not.
Including Fiona when I reveal what I did. I think maybe I come across like I've more of a backbone on the show than I do in reality.
No.
What happened was, eventually Alex and I just went, okay, well, this is just so awkward and people need to get to their seats and this isn't happening. So I did, in fairness, kind of say to your man, okay, and then I was like, will you go in the middle, please?
Yes.
Push in. I'm not sitting in between the two of you.
Yeah.
So I had a like probably one nubbin of backbone to tell him to move in. And then Alex and I sat in the two aisle seats. We're kind of like, ah, oh, look, two aisles isn't so bad. But let me tell you, it was a mistake because they were the most disruptive passengers I have ever sat beside.
Really?
They each went to the toilet, I'd say, three times.
No.
And both at different times.
That's when you should have taken the seat.
Yeah, I know. So I'm on the aisle, so I have to get up every time. Then the man was so odd. He was given like, I don't know, like he could have been wearing gold chains or whatever. He ordered so much stuff from the Ryanair catalogue.
No.
I can't even tell you.
Like what?
Before the plane had even taken off, he was like, magazine, magazine, magazine. Give me the magazine, right?
Stop. Oh, yeah. They don't know the word for, sorry, yeah. I'm pretty sure this is our seats, but they know magazine and all that. Yeah.
I'd say three times he called the staff down to ask questions about things that were on the magazine.
So they spoke.
And this is all over.
Oh, this was in Italian. Oh,
okay.
During the flight then, I saw him try and scan the QR code that was just the online version of the magazine, but he had no Wi-Fi, obviously, so that didn't work. He then started the ordering process. It happens over the course of like 15 minutes, me in the middle on the aisle while the steward
and talking over you
pass different bottles of perfume across.
Oh my God.
So he can look at them. He ended up buying four different perfumes and doubles of each.
Oh my God.
What the hell? He bought
two
of each.
I've never bought anything in my life online.
It was so weird.
I get very dodgy vibes.
I should have backed myself up.
And that's a lesson to everyone listening, is to back yourself a little
bit
more.
Call in the cabin crew. Yeah. Call in the troops.
Yeah, you should have told on them.
I know.
You should have been a big rat, Ashling. Welcome to the longest quiz, the opposite of what you're used to. On the last Friday of every month, we play the shortest quiz, which we launched on the shortest day of the year in 2022. It's a stupid little fun quiz that lots of people like to get involved in. But it's a bit different today and this weekend.
Yeah, because it is the longest day of the year around that time. And so we're doing the longest quiz. This is the second year we've done this.
Yeah.
The second annual longest quiz.
Woo!
And basically the questions are super, super long, but they're pretty easy.
This is like one of the stupidest things that we do.
It's actually
year
like,
round.
You're going to roll your eyes
yes.
when you hear this. It is such an exciting day though. I bloody love the longest day of the year.
Oh,
I've read a little fact online.
Please
do you
want to
know
yes.
how much longer the day is today than the winter solstice?
Yes,
oh, please.
I'd
there
say
are
so significant.
9.5 hours more light
wow.
today than
nine and
the
a half.
Winter solstice.
Ah, lads.
Oh my God, what a
so
great day.
So you better enjoy every one of them,
I
folks.
I know. God, whenever I think of it getting real dark again in the evenings, I'm like, oh no, I can't.
Shivers.
I can't.
Shivers.
I can't cope. Right, let's kick off. Natalie, how are you?
All good, yeah.
Okay, listen very closely to this, Natalie. If I went to the doctor with a cold and I got a prescription, and then I went to the pharmacy to pick up the prescription and I queued for 18 minutes and I was waiting in the queue looking around. What's your favourite colour?
Black.
Cinema passes on the way to you. Do you know what was so impressive about that? Emma didn't even have that written down.
I did.
Oh,
it looked like it was coming straight out of the top of her head. And black. What a weird colour to
It's
pick.
A really, really good colour.
It's
like
depressing.
It.
Woohoo! See you later, Natalie.
Thanks, you guys.
See you, Natalie. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we got to rock on. And but bear in mind, it's long in a WhatsApp if you want to get on air rather than short. Long in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And welcome to the longest quiz. Listen up.
Here we go, Lindsay. Here is your question. Concentrate. A scientist is conducting an experiment in a lab. She has three beakers, each containing 250 millilitres of a different solution. She mixes the solution together and heats the mixture to 75 degrees Celsius. If the lab was built in 1985, what's the third letter of the alphabet?
C.
Yay! Congratulations, IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
God almighty, it's there's so much longer, but somehow quite easy.
Somehow easier than the shortest
so
quiz.
Quite
stupid.
Doable. Hey, Connor.
How are you?
Right, let's do this.
All right, your longest quiz question, Connor. If my name is Ashling, and his name is Dave, and her name is Emma, and your name is Connor, and we're all here in Dublin in 2024, and the Second World War kicked off in the year 1939,
who
sings the song Texas Hold'em?
Beyonce.
Yay!
Congratulations, Connor. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Cheers, man.
Thanks.
Bye.
See you now. Bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, do you want to get on there and want to win your way to the IMC? It's long in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Get on that right now. Oh, this kind of goes on.
Yeah, it's kind of like buckle up. We're going to be here for a while. They're very long questions.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
All right, Michelle, listen closely. If Noah Kahan, Calvin Harris and Kylie are headlining Electric Picnic and I bring along two tents, three camping chairs and six packets of toilet paper, what colour is an orange?
Yellow. I'm just saying the opposite.
Listen, good woman, it'll do.
I'm not really sure what to do with that.
Michelle, Why, out of interest? Why?
I said the opposite.
You mad thing.
Listen.
Do you want the passes or not, Michelle?
I do. I'm only messing.
I know. You're a sweetheart. Talk to you later. Well done.
Talk to you, love. Bye.
See you,
bye-bye.
Sure, lads, if you don't have a laugh, what's the point?
Michelle's mad.
If you can't, Michelle just went rogue there.
If you can't have a laugh on a Friday, when can
we
you?
We love Michelle.
Hey, Sandra.
Hi.
Hi.
Sandra, are you ready? Here we go. You got to concentrate for this. It's very, very difficult. A teacher is preparing a lesson on the solar system for her fourth class students, right? She has a model of the solar system and it includes all eight planets. She uses a flashlight to represent the sun. If each student's pencil is shorter than the person to the left of them, what is the capital of France?
Paris?
Yeah!
Absolutely correct.
Well done!
Imagine leaving Sir questions were like that.
God, she's so smart.
It'd be so good. Congratulations. IMC Cinema passes on the way to you. See you later.
Thanks, Abel. Bye.
Bye. Bye, bye, bye. Okay, we keep on rocking and rolling.
Let's go.
Guys, it is the longest quiz. Good morning, Natasha.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Are you ready to do this? Big, big stuff at stake here now, Natasha.
Go on.
All right, Natasha, here's your longest quiz question. If I said to you, where are you going on your holidays? And you said Torremolinos. And I said back, it's going to be tropic. And you replied, what's that ad for? And I said, EBS mortgage appointment. How many legs does a cat have?
Four.
Yay! From the people in the back. Well done.
Congratulations. IMC Cinema passes on the way to you, Natasha.
Super stuff. Thanks, guys. Have a good Friday.
Bye. You too.
Bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. It seems we are coming towards the end of the longest quiz.
I think we
have time for one more player on this, the longest quiz of all time. We have gotten through many questions, long, long questions. And there's just enough time to get to one more. I believe we have somebody on the line who's waiting to play the longest quiz. And I think his name is Alan.
How are you, Alan?
Well, I lost the crack.
Hey, Alan.
Alan, welcome to the longest quiz. Here is your question.
Woo!
An artist is painting a landscape featuring a mountain range, a river, and a jungle.
Oh!
She uses oil paints and works on a large canvas that measures 36 by 48 inches. Remember that bit. The painting includes a vibrant sunset with shades of orange, pink, and purple. What sound does a cat make?
Meow.
Congratulations, Alan. IMC Cinema passes on the way to you.
Thanks, Alan.
Good luck.
You kind of have...
That's very good.
You kind of have to be like on the ball, don't you? Like to be like waiting for the question, ready for the question.
People really were good this year. And we'll do it all again same time next year.
We'll see you,
Will we still be here?
Who knows?
Who knows?
2025, bring it on. Yo! It's the way to wake up day to day. Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Wake up. Dave and Aisling. We got the morning routine. Morning. What is the story looking into? What feels like should be a big banker, but it's not. It's just a lovely sunny weekend.
Is that just because of the sunny, like?
I think it's the festival.
It's festival season. Summer. I feel like every weekend off. Is just
it's like
extra
a banker.
Special,
yeah.
I've made a decision. I'm doing Aisling on it.
Oh no.
And as of Monday, I'm going to try my best to go Monday to Friday with no Instagram.
Oh. I thought you were going to say vegetarian. That made me so excited.
Ah, that would be kind of cool.
No way.
Yeah, I've seen so many people lately talk about it.
Okay.
Like, just do a big social media detox. I think I will be bored, but I think it will be good for me.
No, it will be good for you. It's definitely nice. I did it when I was on holidays and I felt like nicely disconnected.
Yeah, whenever I've gone on holidays like in the past and deleted social media, and what I do is I put like a game in place of where I have Instagram.
Good, yeah.
I have like a tennis game or whatever. So it's just like by habit, I'll open up the folder and I'll click where Instagram was and I'll just play a game of tennis.
Are you someone on your home screen who has your apps in little folders?
Yeah.
I don't understand people who don't do that. I bet you now if you're listening, you probably, and you have a messy phone home screen. I don't understand that.
I have.
It's work apps in one place. It's social media apps in another place.
Oh, I don't have that.
Oh,
I have a couple of folders.
I have a couple of folders.
Social media ones are on their own.
Yeah, I don't have like I just have random things in random folders. I don't know why. Like for example, Instagram is in a folder called crap, along with TikTok. But then there's games. There's a games folder, and then there's media, and then there's TV, and then there's even more crap.
That's weird. I have a weather folder with three apps so I can cross compare to get the most legitimate results. They're in a folder called The Weather. I have a work folder. I have a folder I've called Entertainment, which includes the likes of Now, Disney Plus, Apple TV. They're all together in a folder. Obviously, then you have the social medias. LinkedIn is in there. Never open that one. Then you have a radio folder. I have the Go Loud radio app.
Very good. None others, of course.
Are you just licking up now? I have the Go Loud app.
I have the Spin app, and I won't say any more that's in there. We'll move on.
So you have lots of folders,
there's
Emma.
There's a money app, including the AIB, the Revolut, and the Credit Union.
Sorry, are we just going through our phones
I
now?
I thought we were talking about you going on Instagram detox.
You're
deflecting. You're deflecting, so we won't keep you to it. Yeah. I'm gonna keep you to this now.
The app has gone on Monday, and it'll be back on Friday's show. Okay. And I just hope I don't miss out on the love of my life messaging me or something.
But at least you have three weather apps to keep you company.
Exactly. I'll be flat out. You're on Spin. It's 9:05.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We have a gorgeous prize to go on today's show because we are celebrating House of the Dragon. It's back. Season 2 is streaming weekly with the Now Entertainment membership. I'm really buzzing with the whole idea lately of this whole like dropping on the weekly rather than the
Do you like that, Jess?
I do, because it actually allows you to have a conversation with other people who are watching it.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, where are you? Oh, I finished it.
And I feel like it's probably better, like, if you have a week to watch it so you can talk about it openly with people and not be worried that you're going to spoil
it.
Like, you've had a week to watch
and
it.
And it's out on Mondays, so it's a nice little, oh my God.
Nice start to the week.
Great, a new episode of a Monday. Yeah, it's really good. This season is going to head for even more drama. It looks like the people of Westeros will be left picking sides as the epic Game of Thrones prequel continues.
Yeah, we had that 6 month Now Entertainment membership, and someone today is going to win that trip for two to Granada in Spain.
We do have to get some more people in the draw for that though, and give away those 6 months Now Entertainment membership. So standing by are both Tammy and Richie. We'll chat to you first, Tammy. How are you?
All good, yeah. On my way to the skill run.
Oh, are you? And then what are you doing for the rest of the day?
Into work again.
What do you do?
A little while. I'm a barista in a coffee shop.
Oh, very nice. Good. What is your favourite coffee to make?
It has to be a cappuccino.
Yeah, I always liked making a cappuccino, the foam. Yeah. You can foam that up real
and
nice.
Tammy, can you do cool designs on the top?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, latte.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Well, have you ever made a dog?
I wouldn't go that far now, but I could make some cool stuff.
A nice leaf or something.
Yeah,
a nice little flower. And Tammy, what's your least favourite coffee to make?
My least favourite coffee, probably... simple espresso.
Yeah, sure. It doesn't even pass any time.
It's an insult to your talents.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, Tammy, stay there.
Richie's also standing by. What is the crack with you this morning, Richie?
How's it going?
Richie, what's your favourite coffee to make?
Americano.
Oh, you're just a man after my own heart.
As my neighbour always says, just spoon and go.
Spoon and go.
Richie, are you an instant man where you put the little granules in with the water?
Yeah, quick and easy.
I love that. That's the best coffee, I think. Just Richie, what are you...
Just wake me up, please.
What do you have for the day, Richie?
Nothing, just day off today, so
very nice.
Any plans for the bank holiday? Or it's not a bank holiday, it feels like one.
It feels like one. Yeah, it's sunny.
Yeah, and there's festivals on. Any plans for the weekend?
No, just sit out in the sun, catch some rays.
Get a bit of a tan.
Good shout.
Okay, guys, listen, House of the Dragon Season 2, it's all about this power struggle between the House of Black and the House of Green. This game is purely chance, so it doesn't massively matter. But because you were on first, Tammy, do you want to represent this morning the House of Black or the House of Green?
House of Green.
So that's you, Richie, for House of Black. We're going to spin that wheel in just a mo. And
it's a real game of skill, this.
We wish you the very best of luck. Let's go.
And it's a win for House of Green.
Oh, congratulations, Tammy. Richie, commiserations. I'm so sorry, bro.
No problem. Listen, thanks for the call.
Thanks, dude. Have a great weekend. Tammy, congratulations.
Woohoo!
Oh, brilliant.
You've just won yourself a 6 month Now Entertainment membership, and you're in that draw that we're going to do in a little bit for that trip for two to Granada in Spain.
Oh, brilliant.
Keep the radio on, gal. Fingers crossed.
Good luck, Tammy. See you later.
Thank you. Bye, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Talk to you later. Bye. Okay, business to attend to now on
What's
the back of that.
What's funny is we might be calling Tabby again in the next 10 seconds.
Literally. Speaking of Granada in Spain, we got to do that draw now to find out who's going on that amazing trip. So we've got five names: George, Alan, Aisling, Kevin and Tammy, and we've popped them all into our House of the Dragon wheel. We're going to give it another spin.
Let's give it a spin.
One last spin.
Oh, slow down.
We have a name. Mm-hmm. We have a winner. Let's call them back.
But will that person answer the phone is always the question.
Oh God.
Hello.
Hi, is that Kevin?
It is indeed, yes.
Hi, Emma, Dave and Aisling here calling you from a spin. How
Hi,
are
Kevin.
You?
Hey, Kevin, what's the crack, man?
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Really, really good. How are you today?
Oh, well, you know yourself, that I'd be there for sure. Nothing new.
Oh, look, we won't keep you too long.
Yeah, we just have some interesting news for you. Kev, what was I going to say?
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, you're going to Spain!
Woo!
Jesus Christ, that's terrible.
You are going to Granada in Spain. We got your flight sorted, accommodation, car hire and entrances into Castillo de la Calahorra, where the show House of the Dragon is filmed.
Well,
congratulations.
Kevin.
Oh my goodness. Question though, do I have to bring the wife to the kids or do I just go alone?
you can bring the wife.
You can deal with that yourself, pal.
It's up to you.
You can bring your colleague, your brother, sister. Kev, are you delighted? Have you any holidays planned?
No, actually, we're kind of actually currently in the process of like moving a house at the moment, so having a holiday would be ideal.
Amazing.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Kev, you're off to Granada in Spain. Well done.
Congratulations, Kev.
Thank you guys so much.
Have a great day.
Thank you guys so much. Have a good day.
You
bye.
Too.
Bye. Bye-bye-bye. Nice one.
Oh,
unreal.
Delighted for
Congrats, Kev. So today's the day for the cash machine, but today is also the day that David is finished work for a full week.
We have been hearing about this incessantly, both on and off air. If you thought it was bad on air, well...
I'm so excited. He's got the holiday jitters so intensely, and I'm happy for him.
No, I am happy for you.
But you see, this is the thing. I am at the highest of highs right now. Like, I know this is a great day for me because it's my last day of work and then I'm gone on holidays for a week. But then I know when I come back, I'm going to be miserable.
You know what? Sometimes I always feel as well, you know, the way if you have the next day off work, you know, like, it's the night before that's the most important time. The day off is like, oh, I'm back to work tomorrow.
Yes.
The night before. You know what I'm saying?
Sadness
kicks in quite quickly.
Yeah, so this that's what I'm worried about.
This is kind of like, I feel like your highest. Like, even I feel like on the holiday, you won't be as happy as you are.
I won't be.
When you walk out of this building.
Yeah, exactly.
You know you won't have to look at us for a week.
Yeah, no.
That's bringing you a lot of joy.
No, looking at producer Callum giving me the eyes to shut up or anything like that.
You don't have your alarm going off at 5:30.
Oh, God, wonderful. I probably still wake up without those points. But the only thing is that because I'm on such a high, I'm waiting for the lows to kick in for that post-holiday blues, right? And I know they're going to come and they're going to hit me hard. And I thought, we're a team, right? So, and we all try to build each other up and we try to help each other out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought, what would be great is if I came up with some ideas for you guys to help me when I'm back. So they're not, don't look at them like demands or anything. They're just more like little ideas that you should definitely 100% do. So I've drawn up a contract here.
And excuse me.
That like ideas normally aren't in the form of a contract.
I know.
I thought it would make it a little bit official.
Do you know what I mean? So the contract starts off with post-holiday blues relief contract. This agreement is made on the 21st of June 2024 between David Hammond and Emma Nolan and Aisling Bonner. Whereas David has just returned from a delightful holiday and wishes to ease the transition back to work, both parties agree to the following terms.
No one agreed to anything just yet now, pal.
This is the most intense thing I've ever seen.
Number one, daily tropical drink delivery. So Emma and Aisling agreed to deliver a freshly made tropical drink, complete with a tiny umbrella, maybe, to David's desk on the morning of return.
Who do you think you are?
I just think that would help keep me in the mood.
Listen,
you know what
we
mean?
Do sometimes get free juice deliveries to the office, so I won't kick off just yet.
Exactly, free juice.
We can just take that from upstairs.
We need to get the umbrella.
And just put a little umbrella in. Yeah. And maybe in a nice glass. You know what I mean? Hawaiian shirt Monday. So Monday that I'm back, I thought we could all wear Hawaiian shirts and we'd all, like, you know, still keep up with that vibe of, God, we're all on holiday and isn't everything great and wonderful and whew.
I don't like this byline. Emma and Aisling mandate that all employees wear Hawaiian shirts every Monday. That's too much.
Okay, fine.
Imagine sending that all out email.
I'm just going to get rid of every and then I'll consider...
Just on Monday.
And I can't mandate all employees, but maybe me and Aisling.
Number three, a sand pit under desk. Okay, so it doesn't even have to be under the desk. It's just in studio. Emma and Aisling will provide a sand pit in studio along with a reclining chair and portable microphone to make sure that David can do the show while lying down.
As if you're on a beach.
As if I was on a beach.
Yeah,
and just
I'm
going to
scribble out that one. I'm not going to sign to that one.
Okay.
It was a nice suggestion.
Number four is fake sunlight lamp. So Emma and Aisling will install a bright fake sunlight lamp aimed directly at my chair in studio to mimic the holiday sun.
Again, that sounds a lot of work.
I think we can arrange that because I actually think that'll be torturous for Dave.
Even
first thing on a Monday morning, and I'd like to see that.
Then maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's do that.
Yeah, thank you very much. A complimentary massages. Emma and Aisling will provide complimentary massages to David as his desk. If busy, a masseuse will do. That's no problem. Don't worry about
that's
it.
That's just a hard no.
Yeah, that's a HR issue.
Okay, well, you still get a masseuse to do it. It's fine.
That.
And finally, on the list, before you sign, just make sure this is probably the most important one. Emma and Aisling will assign someone to go on a date with David on his return to the country as he won't be in range on Tinder. To organise a date for himself.
I think he could have some fun with that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? You're
relax now.
That
hang on.
Relax
would you
now.
Like us to set you up with somebody who listens to the show
no.
while you're off?
No,
that's
no, no,
no. No problem, Emma, is it?
Oh, listen, I'm very happy to do number six. Number six, I'm all in for.
Okay,
I'm
a gonna... date. No problem.
So, yeah, if you could sort that now for my return, that would be wonderful, along with, of course, the umbrella in my drink and a masseuse.
Okay, daily tropical drink delivery. I'm happy with that, Aisling.
Fine.
Are you?
Do you need a pen to sign?
I have one here. The Hawaiian shirt Monday will do once, so we'll change the conditions of that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Sand pit's just not happening. I'm sorry.
The lamp will do the lamp.
The complimentary massages is a hard no, but a sign a date for Dave, I think we could be.
With
I think,
pleasure,
okay,
David.
Four out of six ain't bad, you know.
I'm all right, signing
I'm
away
signing.
Here.
I'm signing.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Dotted line is signed.
I will laminate them.
I signed my name as Michaela Hayes.
And would you like to date Dave into Monday week?
Yeah, no, thank you.
We'll be talking about that next week.
Good. No, I'm nervous now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It is Friday. It is peak summer. And it is time for this. One more tune.
Always get that wrong.
One more tune.
One more tune.
Once a week, myself and Dave and Ash, we go head to head. On One More Tune. It's a very unique radio game. I don't think anyone's ever done it before.
No, never.
Never.
Essentially where you vote for the song you want to hear in full. I don't know. It's like such a massive brainwave for us. It's really cool.
Really, more radio stations should do this.
We're so creative. So too. Yeah, very creative stuff. I'm really thinking summer here. And when I think summer, I think of this guy. From Nelly. It is Emma in a WhatsApp. If you want to hear that in full, 087-711-1038.
At the risk of shocking you, I have never heard that song my entire life.
That makes you sound silly.
But I am in holiday mode, or in other words, I'm on top of the world.
Hey.
I'm on top of the world. Imagine Dragons, you want to hear them to kick off your sunny, sunny weekend. It's Dave in a WhatsApp right now to 087-711-1038.
There's only one woman who's higher than you right now, Dave, and that is Pink flying around Aviva tonight. I've gone for this. What a great throwback.
Arguably her best song.
Blow Me One Last Kiss, Pink. It's a goodie and you know you want to hear it in full. Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
In the interest of fairness, if you've just joined, I am backing Nelly's Hey Little Porsche. That is Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
I've gone for Imagine Dragons and On Top of the World. That's Dave in a WhatsApp, please.
And I've gone for Pink, Blow Me One Last Kiss. Aisling to 087-711-1038 if you want to hear it in full.
The song that you're going to hear in full will happen before 10 o'clock.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Friday, meaning that we do worst bits of the week with our producer, Callum. I think it makes him feel good. You know the way they always say, just let it out.
Yeah.
If someone's annoying you.
He does it publicly.
Just let it out.
This way he can go into the weekend with a clean slate.
Exactly. So all the time. Sorry, Callum. That probably annoyed you now because I did that too quickly.
Would you stop it? I refuse to continue until I say my words.
No, darling.
Thank you very much.
No, petal.
What a week it's been. We're hitting into festival season. Woo. The days are long and warm. And Woo. Taylor Swift plays the Aviva this day next week. Can you believe?
I'll take that.
What is he going to do this day 2 weeks?
I will be counting down the days when she returns.
Back.
Christ.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
Now, Callum, there you go, Pen.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Emma returned back from a sun holiday at the start of the week as a very changed woman.
Feeling very lucky to have some skin in my bones.
You're happy that you have skin in your bones?
Sun in my bones. Sun in my skin and in my bones.
I'm happy you have skin in your bones too, because that would be terrifying.
That would be really weird if she came back with that.
Yeah.
You forgot your skin.
The good thing about this show is if anyone makes the slightest bit of error, someone will pick up on it.
Oh, 100%.
Most likely, Dave.
Yep.
Skin in
what
the
am
bones.
For?
Yeah. Poor DJ Mustard. He got a bit of a roasting yesterday.
DJ Mustard there himself. You're the way you always hear.
Oh, DJ Mustard, Ash. Do you know DJ Mustard?
DJ Mustard.
You do.
Cousins friends of DJ Ketchup.
Friends of DJ Chef Sauce.
Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, for Christ's sake, yeah.
Did his uncle Brown Sauce get cancelled? I can't remember.
If you don't tell me that
DJ Mustard.
Mustard on the beat.
We actually found out yesterday that the reason why DJ Mustard is called DJ Mustard because his first name is, no word of a lie, Dijon,
brilliant.
Which is a type of mustard.
Amazing.
I did not know that.
Unbelievable. I'm starting to worry that Aisling is turning into a dictator and she needs to be stopped immediately.
This This isn't a democracy, because when we ask that, people always go, I'm giving to Dave, we love Dave. I will not accept that we were wrong. This is the girly quiz. We are the girls. We make the rules. You lost. Have a good holiday. Enjoy Lanzarote. I said enjoy Lanzarote. That was nice.
Yeah, a dictator wouldn't say that.
But a dictator would say, this is not a democracy. Yeah. The first line, this is not a democracy, serious
red
flag.
This is the world according to Ashley.
Yes. And finally, before Dave goes on holiday, it's time to relive the moment he got serious in the week whilst talking about giving up the vapes on Waterford local radio.
Genuinely, I think you're starting a big conversation on this. So
I wonder. Ah, I'm gone.
God. The slowed down version is slightly sexual.
I'm gone.
No, sorry, one more time.
I'm genuinely gone. I think you're starting a big conversation on this.
I can't.
So
I wonder. I hate myself. Thank you. I'm off on holidays. Goodbye.
I've been producer Callum, and they have been the worst bits of the day.
Excellent.
I think my favourite worst bits ever.
Brilliant.
Okay, time is a ticking, and we have to play your winning song before 10 o'clock. So will it be Emma, Dave, or Aisling who get the win this week? I'm back in Nelly. It just sounds like summer to me. It's Emma in a WhatsApp now, please. 087 711 1038.
And I've gone for this one. That's Imagine Dragons and On Top of the World, which is what I am seeing as I'm going on holidays on Sunday. If you want that to play as the last song of the show to kick off your weekend, Dave, in a WhatsApp now, please.
Dave, sorry, are you going on holidays?
I think I might be.
Did you put that on the calendar? I don't think I was aware.
Sorry, I don't think you meant you're going
Lanzarote,
holidays, are you?
Yeah. Are you? Lanzarote? No? Wow. Did I mention? Sorry.
Okay, moving on to my song, please, guys. She's in town this week. I've gone for Pink. Please let me play that in full. It's Blow Me One Last Kiss.
That's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
I just want to hear it so bad.
Get your votes in. New tune just out today from Post Malone as well, keeping the country vibe alive. There he is with Morgan Wallen, and I had some help on spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Is it Blake Shelton?
It is. You know why I paused? Because I was like, am I confident that I can pronounce her surname?
Shelton.
Is it just Shelton? Shelton?
Yeah,
it's not Shelton.
It's also a man.
It's also a guy, yeah.
Brilliant. This is why.
Glad we covered that.
Yeah.
Moving on. You've been voting for the last song of the show. I can reveal in a paltry last place with 9% of the vote was Emma with Nelly and Hey Portia.
I've never heard that song.
That's so weird.
With a paltry 18% in second place is Aisling Bonner, Pink, One Last, Blow Me One Last Kiss.
Joke
shot. So with a massive 73% of the vote. Mr. David Hammond, close out the week.
Oh, thank you very much. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my mum, my dad, and say, I will see you in a week.
Yeah, just go.
All right, so we'll enjoy Imagine Dragons on Top of the World. Win your longitude tickets with Michaela next, and we'll catch you on Monday.
Goodbye, love you. See you in a week. If you love somebody, better tell them why the heathens.
They just may run away from you. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.